The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. After I suffered two major concussions, it is safe to say some things will never be the same. Well, let's dive a little deeper into what actually happens during a concussion and how it can affect you in your future and everyday life. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to In a Fog. This week is episode 3, and we're going to be talking about a famous athlete who suffered from a concussion and had pretty much a career-ending concussion, actually. This week's athlete is going to be Brianna Scurry. She played professional soccer. She won 2 Olympic gold medals as the starting goalkeeper for the U.S. women's national soccer team. She also played for Washington Freedom. The way that Brianna Scurry got her concussion was she was playing for the Washington Freedom against Philadelphia Independence, and Scurry, which she played goalie, so she was playing goalie, and then the Philadelphia forward came and collided, causing a concussion. At the time, Scurry really didn't believe that she had a concussion. She thought she was fine. She didn't really feel any of the symptoms, like, right away immediately. And then as a couple minutes went by, it started to set in and she was taken off the field, and her athletic trainer was checking her out and she asked her if she was okay. And Scurry was like, then realized, no, I'm not okay. She started feeling her symptoms and she was getting lightheaded and dizzy. As we discussed before, some of the symptoms might not show up right away and you might just think you're fine and kind of like blow it off. But the symptoms do come, so that's exactly what happened to Brianna Scurry. The concussion ended up being so bad that she did have to retire, and she suffered from permanent headaches and permanent nerve damage, actually, and was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome, which is when your concussion symptoms last longer than expected. She suffered her concussion in 2010, but only after her optical nerves were surgically removed in 2013, she felt any relief. So those symptoms lasted for about 3 years until she could feel any relief. The reason why they removed her optical nerve was because some concussions, if they're bad enough, they can cause permanent blindness. The optic nerve is responsible for sending vision signals to the brain for interpretation. So if her eyes are continuously getting in visions and her brain's not able to function at all, she's going to be in a lot of pain. She's going to have a lot of headache and definitely sensitivity to light and just anything in general. The collision left Scurry with a traumatic brain injury, which resulted in excruciating headaches, blurred vision, cognitive problems, and depression especially. She was unable to work because of how much pain she was in and just the fact that she couldn't keep focus at all. Then her league eventually collapsed, leaving her without any medical team or training facility to help her. The training facility and medical team would help her. They were basically her doctor, so she didn't have to go to an outside doctor. It was kind of like their team doctor. So once the league collapsed, to make matters worse, Scurry's insurance company refused to cover the surgery she needed to repair the nerve that was the source of her pain, which was her optical nerve. So in order to afford this surgery, because if she didn't get this surgery, eventually her depression will get really bad and these issues will get even worse because she's not fixing her body, she ended up pawning off of her 2 gold medals that she won. She said, "It was the most difficult thing I'd ever done in my life." She sold her Olympic medals for $18,000. She resorted to selling her gold medals just because she realized that this was pretty much a life-saving surgery and she needed the surgery in order to keep working forward and to keep continuing to get to her goals and to be an advocate for soccer safety as well. So Scurry's wife, Carissa, actually started to help her to get her insurance company into covering her surgery and therapy, and as well with helping getting her Olympic gold medals back. If she didn't have Carissa, she would have just paid for the surgery with the money she got from her gold medals, but she eventually did get them back, and she did get her surgery paid for and therapy paid for as well, thanks to her wife, Carissa. When getting a concussion, depression is one of the common symptoms and something that a concussion can lead into, depression. So Breonna Scurry, she definitely struggled with her depression a lot, and she does share her story. She says that she was in an emotional distress. She didn't have any emotions. She, all she had was very plain. She just felt very numb. She had a lot of physical symptoms as well. And she especially says that she had depression. She noticed she wasn't as happy as she was before. She didn't want to do the things she wanted to do. She didn't want to do anything at all. She talks about her story and says that she stood on the ledge of a waterfall in Little Falls, New Jersey, and contemplated suicide. So her symptoms were so bad and her brain was so bruised and in such distress that her depression got that bad. She wondered if she should jump over it, knowing that she wouldn't survive because she could not swim, which is kind of a fun fact that a professional goalkeeper can't swim. The water was so high because it had rained recently, so she knew that if she had jumped into that water, there was no way she was going to come out, and that was just how her life was going to end. She did not end up committing suicide. The reason that stopped her was she had an image in her head of her mom and some official, like a cop or something, and some more law enforcement knocking on her door notifying that her child was gone. She felt like she couldn't do that to her mom. She still loved her mom, but she just knew she was going through things that she couldn't fix, and she was truly struggling. The image of her mom and just a police officer notifying her got her off the ledge and onto some solid ground. After that, she decided that she was not going to commit suicide, no matter how bad the depression got. She just decided that she could not live her life without, she could not let her mom live her life without her. And she started her journey back to finding herself. After getting a concussion, it's so hard to find yourself again. Like from my personal experience, I got my concussions in 7th and 8th grade, and I don't feel like I truly found who I was again until I was a senior in high school. So it does take a long time to find yourself again. In Brianna's journey to find herself again, she decided that she wanted to fight for what she believed in, and that was safety in sports, which I also 100% agree that there should be more safety in sports. She now is an advocate for soccer safety, and she was pleased with the 2015 decision by the U.S. Soccer Federation to ban the ball in to ban heading the ball in youth soccer. She advocates for mandatory use of headgear in all sports for all ages, which I definitely think that could help a lot, just because even though headgear is kind of annoying to wear, I think it could help and benefit and reduce the amount of concussions that are happening. So Brianna got her concussion by, she explains what was really going through her head from what she remembers. In the first half, she bent over for a low ball coming from her left-hand side. And as she bent down to make that save, the opposing player was attacking and came from her right-hand side and hit her right in the temple. She hit it with her knee, actually, and Brianna says that she never saw her coming. So she couldn't brace for it at all, so she wasn't expecting anything. I feel like when you're expecting something to hurt, it kind of hurts less in a way, but she wasn't expecting it at all, so she couldn't kind of prepare herself or brace herself or cover or anything at all. Being the soccer goalie that she was, her first thought after getting hit and kind of feeling confused, she was wondering if she made the save, and sure enough, the ball was actually in her hands, which is pretty cool. She'd had concussions before. You get some blurry vision, you get sensitivities, and then she says that all of her concussions had just faded away. The wave of emotions and issues fade away and you get clarity again, but she wasn't getting any clarity. She was kind of left on the field for a little bit, and then they took her back and the athletic trainer was asking what's wrong, and she said that she was not all right at all. She wasn't getting any clarity with her other concussions, and she realized that this was probably a bad, bad concussion. For the longest time, she was mad at the player who crashed into her and was upset with her. Why would she do that? She found out what her name was and exactly who she was, and it kind of made things worse, and she was even more mad because she knew exactly who she was. she was just mad at her for putting her in this position and not avoiding the contact with me. She knew that she was going to go head on and she still did it. So Bree was just very, very upset about that. She prayed for so many days and was like, why couldn't you have just missed me? She didn't understand why it had to be her. She was so successful and she was only getting even better every day. And then this happens and it completely changed her life. She believes she's a different person now, which is very common after a very traumatic concussion or any traumatic brain injury, really. You feel like a completely different person. She changed emotionally. She was different. Her confidence, her focus, all of these different things. She just felt so lost and like she was just in a big woods and she could not do anything. She was just lost. Didn't have a compass or anything to find where she should be going. The concussion did end up being career ending, obviously. She was struggling with a lot. She couldn't focus and she really couldn't see just because her optical nerve was so affected because she was hit in the right temple. And typically when you get post-concussion syndrome, you are not really allowed to go back to play your sport. It's going to take a lot for your doctor to clear it, and it's going to take a lot for your symptoms to come back or to stay away with exercise and stuff. So it takes a lot to get back to that strength before your traumatic brain injury. Obviously, this was very unexpected and her career ended super abruptly, which is also why she kind of went into a depression. She wasn't really understanding why it happened to her and why it couldn't have happened to somebody else or why it just had to happen at all. So she was just very angry at the world. Scurry would go on to become one of the top goalkeepers in history of U.S. women's soccer. She won 2 Olympic gold medals in 1996 and 2004. And she also won a World Cup in 1999. She did sell her gold medals to provide for a surgery that she needed, but she did end up getting those back, but she still won. In 2017, Scurry became the first Black woman to be included in the National Soccer Hall of Fame. She tells her story in her new memoir, My Greatest Save. My Greatest Save is about just her journey and what she had to go through with her concussion and all of the struggles and all of the issues and kind of what happened and how she had to sell her gold medals. And then her wife ended up helping her get them back and get everything paid for as well. So Scurry now advocates for soccer safety. Like I said earlier, she really believes that nobody should have to go through what she went through. And she doesn't believe she should have had to go through what she went through, but it happened. So now all she can do is protect other people from it. And so she definitely advocates for soccer safety and just wants everybody to enjoy the game because obviously she loves the game, but she wants everybody to be safe while doing it because sometimes people don't take concussions seriously and it can end up like hers and in her situation, which is never good.